Okay, let's begin Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Kuf Dalet, and we are on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis as we get into the 18th parak. We're still in the 8th. We started yesterday, parak Mefanin, and we're discussing issues of tircha and issues of muksa, as has been discussed. So we spoke last time about hafrasha. Is the Ikar HaFrasha, is it about the Maisa, is it about the Chalos? We seem to have maybe a Machlokes before Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun was Choserbo in terms of what is the problem, right? The Tanakhama held, and this is what we seem to pass in the Laskana, at least according to Yerushalmi, that a person can have a Chalos HaFrasha on Shabbos as long as he started the process, put it into motion on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun seemed to argue that he was Choserbo based on the Mishnah in Tevul Yom. Based on a Tevul Yom. So again, this could be a chalos hafrasha, and not just that, because what's the issue of tikkun, right? It's a chiddush, because you might say that the whole issue of doing hafrasha on Shabbos or Yontav is an issue of tikkun, and really the ikkar is the chalos, right? When it's misukan. But that's the chiddush of the Gemara yesterday, that the seems to be the maisa, the designation is the issue that Chazal were against, and therefore that's what is the focus. Again, we're not passing Lamaisa from this Yerushalmi. Rabbi Akiva Eiger had the suffix. It comes up in cases, for example, Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos, when a person has to sell their chametz. Could you sell the chametz to a goy, almanas, that it's going to take place on, you know, on Shabbos? Is that allowed? That Lotzorach Mitzvah. So this comes up in sometimes when there is a need. The hafrasha itself, if you remember, it's been a while we spoke about this, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, maybe, about how many mitzvahs there are between hafrasha and nesina. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, hafrasha is truma. One mitzvah. And part of that hafrasha, there's a separate mitzvah of eating truma, but the hafrasha is truma includes the hafrasha of the Yisrael and giving it to the Kohen, right? That's all one hemshech and it's one mitzvah. The Ramban argues, he thinks, in the Shrashim, in Shorish Yud Beis, he thinks there should be two mitzvahs. Again, why do I say maybe? Because in the Ramban's additions to the mitzvahs that he lists off, I think it was 17 or so mitzvahs that he said, Shoshacha Harav, that are listed off after the mitzvah saseh of the Rambam, I don't think the Ramban adds in Nesina Struma. So he has the strong lumdis and argument in Shorish Yud Beis, in the 12th Shorish, in the Hakdama of the Sefer Mitzvahs, but I don't think he, sometimes you have that, you have the Ramban arguing with the Rambam in one place, but then in the other place, he doesn't add the mitzvah. So not exactly sure his sheet. But definitely in Lamdis, the Ramban says, Hafresh and Nesina are two different things. And even though you don't count Chelek Michelke HaMitzvah, Chalitza, you don't count as five mitzvahs, even though you do a bunch of different things in Chalitza, you count for Hafresh and Nesina, you would count two. The Ramban says that's why the Hafrasha, you make a bracha by the Hafrasha, and it's something separate, but the Rambam counts it as one, and we've seen that the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam remarkably have opposite types of expressions. Either they say, oh, really the Ikar is the Hafrasha and the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Or the Ikar is the Nesina and the Hafrasha is the Tchilas Nesina. Right? Or it's two different sides of one coin. It's two parts, two halves. So you have all three formulations in the Mefarshim on the Rambam, why the Rambam counts it as one. Is the Hafrasha Iker? Is the Nesina Iker? Is it neither Iker and they're both together? That could impact on our discussion about what the Chazal were focused on in terms of the Gzeira Drabanan. But either way, that was yesterday. Okay, we continue now. Tani. So the Brisa says, Kuf Gimel Beis. Tani, a little more than halfway down. Metaltalin Achardol Mebneishu Machal Yonim. So these certain types of herbs or items that are somewhat edible, at least for animals, are they muksa? So if you remember, even before we start this, if you remember back in the Mishnah we had a machlokas. The Mishnah said that luf and chardal are muksa, but they're not edible. Luf and chardal. Luf is a type of kidneyos that's not ra'ui, even for an animal. Luf and chardal. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, well, luf you're allowed to because an orave, a raven, would eat the luf. So machlokas and luf. What does the Tanakhama hold? What a raven wouldn't? So let's see. So Tani says the Braisa, metaltal nacharikdal b'neishu machal yonim. You're allowed to be metaltal chardal because it is machal yonim, right? Against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says not chardal, and Shmuel Gamliel does not argue on that. But the Braisa says, yeah, It's okay because it's machal yonim. That's a chatzav, and you're allowed to be metal chatzav, a type of bush. Again, the chatzav, Rashi quotes, Rashi, the Karbat Eita quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, that is a special type of bush where whose roots grow straight down. The roots go straight down, not across, and that's why they use this chatzav in order to define the borders of the Shvatim. Borders of the Shvatim in, or the borders of Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the Karbat Eita here says. Esef shemishtarish ba'omek kenegdo, vein shorashav mispashtin, ubo tichim Yehoshua, it's Aretz Yisrael. So it was a good separating instrument. So the chatzav is not muksa, but eishu machal tzvoim, because deer would eat it. Vesas achuchis, and glass pieces aren't muksa, but eishu machal na'amanios, because ostriches will eat it. That's all the brisa. That's the Tanakama. Some Mefarshim say, maybe this is all reflecting the Shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. In the Mishnah, who also says, well, the luf is okay because it's machal arvim. So if you find one animal out there that eats it, it's not going to be muksa. Amar Reb Nassan. Reb Nassan says, Im Kain, if you're telling me that you go by every animal, theoretically, yitaltulus asmaros, right? Vines should not be muksa. Why? Because elephants eat them. Right, and therefore, Rabbi Nassan, the Gemara doesn't finish. Must be Rabbi Nassan saying, if it's rare and they're not around, so then that's not good enough. Just because theoretically one animal that's not common is going to eat it, doesn't mean that it automatically removes its status of muksa. And the Tanakama must maybe holds that there's a difference between semi-matsui and never-matsui. Okay, related to that, now we quote from the Mishnah. So the Tanakama said, no luf. Luf is muksa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's not, because it's machal arvim. So man and kaimin, what are we talking about? What's the metzias? Im b'shiyesh lomi oso hamin. V'oso hamin matzi b'shuk. If we're talking about where the person in question has a pet raven, and there are many ravens all over the community, so there's no shayla. Devar yakol muta, then obviously it's not muksa, because you have and everybody has. If you don't have and nobody has, then obviously it's muksa. So the machlokes must be one of the middle cases, where one factor applies, not the other. Ella ki anan kaimin, what are we talking about? He has a pet raven, but nobody else has a pet raven. Right? He went traveling and he brought it back. He's the only one. So now that's the question. He has. Rabbanan Amrin Bikiva She'ain Oso Amin Matsi Bashuk, since nobody has. Kimi She'ain Lo Me'oso Amin. It's either we ignore him. We ignore his, so he has a raven, so what? Right? To use the Lashon of Chazal, Karbadei that quotes it on top line, Batla Daito Esa Kol Adam. We don't look at your individual reality. It's Batla Daito. This animal is not found, is not common, and therefore its food is not going to be Muchan. It's going to be muksa. And that's the Tanakama, why the Tanakama in our Mishnah says that luf is muksa. Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar, no. What do you mean? He feeds this to his animal. Since he has this, we treat it as if it's common. And therefore, it would not be muksa. What about the other way? That's not as clear. What if everybody has, but he doesn't have? Right? The flip side. Also, not the Gemara says, what's pashut if both factors apply? He has and everybody has, or he doesn't have and nobody has. What about the machlokes is if he has and nobody else has? What about the other way? What if he doesn't have and everyone else has? Lachara, that also would be maybe a subject to the same machlokes. Subject to the same machlokes. Okay. Good. The next five lines, most assume, should be after the Mishnah. So we're going to skip the next five lines from Amar Rabbi Zeira, and we'll read that after the following Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here, Alacha Beis. Chavile kash, bundles. You have bundles of straw. The chavile eitzim, and bundles of twigs of wood. The chavile zradin, and bundles of reeds. So, are these muksa? Im iskina l'machal behema, if you did something actively, hiskina, that means you physically did an act. If you did something to make them, to show that you're going to feed them to your animals, l'machal behema, metalton osam, then you could, they're not muksa. And if not, they are not allowed to be metalta. Why? Because karbana eda mishum destamayu dahani lasaka kaimi. The given is that this is used for firewood. That's the given. And therefore, if you don't do anything, we assume it's going to be used for firewood, and therefore it is muksa. You can't make a fire on Shabbos. And therefore, you need a hazmana. You need a designation. And the Mishnah seems to say that you need a physical designation, not just a mental, right? It says im hiskinon. Hiskinon sounds like a physical designation. Good. Number one, there are three different halachas in the Mishnah. Next. Kofen asasal afneha efrochim. I think we had this earlier. One is allowed to turn over a little basket so his little chicks can go up and down on this little basket. You're allowed to do that, right? That's the, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though you're doing it for the chicks, for a dvar muksa, it's still allowed, right? Against the din of, that's known as Rabbi Yitzchak's din in the Bavli. Ein kli nital el ansarach davar hanital. Not only is muksa not allowed to be moved, you're not allowed to move a dvar heter, l'tzorach dvar hamuksa. So this goes against that, right? This goes against that, that you're allowed to, turn it over in order that the chicks should go up and down. Next, tarnagolas shabarcha. If a chicken of yours, starts running away, shabarcha, dochinosa, and you're gonna lose it, and it's gonna, it's a hefsid mamon, dochinosa chitikanis. Even though animals are muksa, you can't pick up the chicken and bring it back, but you can give a little nudge, right? Dochenosa, you can nudge the chicken back into your rishus. That's allowed. Even biadayim, the Karbaneda says, right? From quoting from Rashi, right? As long as you don't pick it up, it's okay. L'shem hefsin mamon. Umidadin agalim v'siachin b'rishus harabim. And let's say you have calves or the like, other animals, agalim and siachim, in Rishus HaRabim, you're also allowed to be Medada. Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains this is a greater heter. This is a greater heter of Medadin because it's not just an issue of Hefsin Mamon, there's an issue of Tsar Balechayim. Tsar Balechayim. Right? And that's what they say. You're allowed to, Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to, be Medada them. Look at the, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Ocheiz Bitsavaran. Medada means you could grab them. Grab their neck. Ubitstadin. Vigorin. Umisayin Lelech. You could kind of pull them in. Pull them into the Yerushus. V'huja tzrichin abale chayim l'kach. This is if the animals need it. Mishum tzar bale chayim hitiru tiltu b'miksas. Right, so yesterday we had tiltu b'natzad and tiltu b'gufo. Now we're having tiltu b'miksas. You're not picking up the whole thing, but you're kind of grabbing a hold of it and pulling and pushing. That's allowed b'makom tzar bale chayim. That's how the Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains the Mishnah. So you're allowed to be medadeh. Birushus HaRabim, it's a question whether that's the girsa, right? In the Bavli, we don't have that girsa, but here we have it in the Yerushalmi. So medadeh agav siyach birushus HaRabim. V'ha'isha medadeh bina. And what about a woman who is walking with her young child in the street? Medadeh bina. She can't carry the child. That's at least, that's aser, maybe only aser drabanan, right? Chai nosi es atzmo. As we had earlier, but still one shouldn't do that. And therefore, midada, kind of like push him along, or at least even hold his arms and from the back and pull him. So that is allowed as long as he is walking. Amar Yehuda, Emasai, Yehuda here is explaining, when do we say that a woman is allowed to do this? This is no toragul achas v'niachachas. Where the kid's walking, and you're giving a little encouragement. Aval, imhaya gorer aser. If it's a child who is having a tantrum, and the child is not moving, and the parent is trying to pull the child, the child's legs aren't moving, so then that would be considered, that would be kilu, the parent is carrying the child, and that would not be allowed, because that would be considered her carrying the child. Period. Okay. So now we continue Gemara. So now we're gonna go back to the four lines that we skipped that belong here. So again, as I said in the Mishnah sounds like that the hazmana that's needed when one needs to designate muksa to non-muksa, right, to designate these chavilos of kash, etzim, and chavilos, right? You have to do an action, not just designations. Now the Gemara says, right, back on the fifth line on top, Amar Ebzi'ira, lo asya elak, Rabbi Chanina. This must be like Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chanina's version of what Rabbi said. What do you mean? Damar, Rabbi Chanina once said, oh, then you know him, Rabbi, lachamas garar, we have this also earlier. We were once walking with Rebbe in Techamas Garar, via Omer Lanu, and he told us to look out in the field and say, Biru Lanu Lachem Chiluki Avanim. You're going to want to use different types of stones tomorrow. We had this earlier for bathroom issues, for cleaning in the fields. You're going to want some flat stones and some small stones and some large. So Rebbe told them, Biru Lachem, right? Separate them, meaning do a physical action, stones or muksa, And therefore, Rebbe told us, says Rebbe Chanina, you know, you got to pick out your stones before Shabbos. And then tomorrow, you could be able to move them. So what do you see from that? That you have to do something physical in order to designate. So the Gemara at first says, okay, isn't that our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also says, Hiskinon. So isn't it the same? Isn't that following the sheet of Rabbi Chanina's Rebbe? So the Gemara answers, maybe not. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Shan Yehi Hacha Shehu Kikise. Maybe it's different. Maybe only there by the stones, there are those that would argue on Rebbe. Because stones are smooth, and they're kind of already Muchan. So maybe there are those that might say mental designation is okay. But maybe in our Mishnah, maybe everyone would agree. Right, our Mishnah, it's more muksa, so to speak. It's less prepared. And maybe our Mishnah is not dafka, the shita of Rabbi Chanina's Rebbe, but maybe our Mishnah is according to everybody. And only over there, by the stones, would there be a machlokes. But in our Mishnah, it's not ready-made, ready-usable. And therefore, says Rabbi Yosa, maybe our Mishnah is according to everybody. So now the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Now we can skip down to the first line of the Gemara. Hesav Rebbe Lazar, no. You're telling me there's a difference between our Mishnah and the story with Rebbe and the stones? V'yatanina, but our Mishnah also has chavilei kash. Our Mishnah has bundles of straw. V'kash lokim efuzerhu. Straw, it doesn't really matter if it's bundled up or just open. Right? It's all edible for animals. Right? So if it's all edible and usable, so the straw should be like the stones. And therefore, if we say by the stones that, oh, maybe only over there, you know, there are those that argue on Rebbe and say, no, they're inherently muchan. As long as you think about them, mental designation, you should say the same thing with our Mishnah. And therefore, the Gemara ends. There's no answer to that. So at this point, the Gemara is assuming that, yeah, our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Chanina's Rebbe, because the other Shita would argue and say, no, mental designation is enough. Again, our Gemara says not. Right. Masnisa, now we're just going to have to remember something that we did more than 2 months ago. Right? Way back. On Daf Lamid Beis, Lamid Gimel, we had a machlokas there about basis l'davar ha'asr. Right? What's a basis? A basis, as we know, is a dvar mutter that's supporting a dvar muksa. Is a basis, even if you have temporary designation, right? You put it under there temporarily, or does it have to only be permanent designation? This will always be the base for this muksa item. So that was a machlokas. So we're going to get back to that machlokas. That was a machlokas between Rebbe Ba and Rebbe Yirmia, as we will see. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Pliga, the following Mishnah that's coming up a little bit later, and our Mishnah is going to play a role soon also. Masnisa Pliga, Aman Damar, Kol HaMiyuchad LeIsser Usser. That was the Shita that said, even temporary, designation is considered a basis. So the Mishnah is against that. Why? Did Tanita, we learn later on in the Mishnah. Ha'evin shapiyachavis matal tidim anafelas. Right? We had this. If you have a barrel and a stone on the barrel to cover, so what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to turn, tilt the barrel in order for the stone to fall off and take the wine out. What is that? That's temporary designation. Right? Because you're not going to have the stone there forever. You want to drink from the wine. That's temporary designation. And you see, it's not a basis, because if it was a basis, you wouldn't be able to move the barrel. So isn't that Mishnah against the Shita that says temporary basis is a basis? Answer, no. Rabbi Ba, B'Shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Patala B'Shocheach. That Mishnah is talking about where it's not basis at all. You didn't mean for the stone to be there at all on Shabbos. You're Shachach. Remember, there were certain rules that you have in order to create basis. Basis davar asar and not l'davar amutar, but also meniach, not Shachach. So that's why that Mishnah is not a problem. So now the Gemara says, okay, our Mishnah is against the other Shita. Mas Nisan, our Mishnah and the Brisa that expands it, Pliga Mandamar, Kol, we're switching the Girsa, Kol Sheyichdu Le'isser, Usser. Right? Our Mishnah and the accompanying Brisa is against the other Shita that says you need exclusivity. It's only a basis if it's exclusive and permanent designation. Titaninam, because what does our Mishnah say? Kofan salaf ne'efrochem shi'alav shi'erdu. Right, our Mishnah said that you could turn over the little bowl so that the chicks could go up and down. V'tani Allah, and we have a brisa expanding on our Mishnah. Alu me'alehen, if they went up on it and they were there all of Bein Hashmashos, right, they were there all of Bein Hashmashos when Shabbos started, asa l'tatala. Then you're not allowed to be metaltal it, even if the chicks go off. One second. This is not a permanent basis. I'm just putting the bowl there so the chicks can go up and down. And yet, the Braisa, which expands our Mishnah, seems to say that it would be called a Basis, even though it's not a permanent designation. Kasha, answer. No, you know what that case is? You know why the Mishnah, again, expanded by the Braisa, is a forever a Basis? Because the chicks dirtied and sullied the bowl. So that's why you are making it permanently a Basis. You're never going to use this again for eating. Right, you made it into a bowl that the chicks are going to go on, and it's going to permanently be in their cage. So that's why, even though, yes, if it's not permanent buses, it's not going to be a buses. But this is a permanent buses. So Amar Lei, so the Gemara answers back. Well, Rav Oshia, really, it's permanent. Afilo sa, afilo tarkov. The Brisas and the Rav Oshia explains that it's even if you take a measuring bowl from the kitchen and you turned it over, you're going to tell me that you're going to leave those forever because they got repulsive? You're going to clean them. Those aren't permanent. And yet, it sounds like from the Brisa that even a non-permanent designation is going to be a basis. So Mar leaves it as a kasha. Mar leaves it as a kasha in terms of how that shita works with our Mishnah / Brisa. Period. We continue. Getting into some issues of what one is allowed to do for animal needs on Shabbos. Right? One is not allowed to do an Issa D'Oraisa for an animal on Shabbos. Right? Issa D'Oraisa for a person, you need Pikuach Nefesh. For an animal, we care about animals. Tzar Bal Chaim. But there are certain values that are even higher. Ein Miyaldin as a Bema Biyantif. Miyaldin is a very strong lush, and that means, putting animals having a baby, offspring on Shabbos, sticking your hands in and pulling the baby out. Ein miyaldin. One is not allowed to do that. As a behemah biyantif. Why not? Rashi says, tircha yaseira. The Ritva on the Mishnah says, make bepatish. Right? You are interesting, lashon. That's the Ritva here. Kuf, chaf, ches, amabes. Just one short little Ritva. One short little Ritva. Mishum shvus tav yisad rabbanam v'yesh mefarshim yisad araisa. So some say it's a daraisa, not just a drabanan. Right? Rashi's lashon of tircha yisera would be a drabanan. So emi yaldin as a behema biyantif, avo misa'adin. You can help out a little bit. Help out, meaning not sticking your hands all the way in, but misa'adin, one can do that. Can one even do that on Shabbos? So that's not mefurish in the Mishnah. Maybe that's some discussion in the Rishonim. Umi yaldin as a isha b'Shabbos. Obviously a woman. You could do anything. Miyaldin as isha, help a woman have a baby on Shabbos and doing everything. And you could call the midwife, even from outside the tchum, and all that's a Shabbos. And any type of chol Shabbos for a woman in labor, because she is considered a chola, sheyesh bo sakana. The kosher is a tibur, to tie the umbilical cord, not to cut it, but to tie it, the tanakama, because that would be enough to prevent sakana. Rabbi Yossi Amar Av Chotche, no, you could even cut it. You can even cut it, because he assumes that would be a danger and if you don't cut it. Then the last line that we have, according to our Girsa, is Cholzar Chimila, Ostin B'Shabbos. And not only can you do all needs for a woman who had a baby, but all needs for 8 days later for a bris. Cholzar Chimila, Ostin B'Shabbos. And that's really a lead into the next parak, which is all about in Yanni Mila B'Shabbos, according to the Girsa that we have. Good. Amy Aldana Behemah V'Chulu. There's a whole parak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa about dealing with animals on Shabbos. I think there's only one or two halachas, so all of these are discussed. If you look in Perek Chaf Zayin. Perek Chaf Zayin is the Perek about Ripui Baalei Chaim and issues of muksa and issues of milking, all of that. That's a whole Perek dealing with a fish tank and Tipu Baalei Chaim, Shimush Baalei Chaim. That's all Perek Chaf Zayin in the Shmir Shabbos. Good. Amy al the behema v'chulu ezu asiyua. What does it mean to be misayeya? You can't be miyab. You can be misayeya. Maybe I mean ofeach l'tochot mo. One can bring wine. We're not exactly sure what that's for. And you could blow into its nostril to make it clear its breathing. Getting out any of the mucus. V'nosin yado l'mato makablo, and you can catch the offspring. V'shomit adav v'nosin l'toch piv. You could help the animal nurse and suckle. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer af merachman al behema biyantiv. You could also be merachim. What does that be, merachim? What does that mean to be merachim? Ketzad oseh, nosin gush shel melech arachma v'hirotza lohanik bana. So it seems that sometimes mothers would reject their offspring, and then the offspring would die. So, as is explained here, you put a little salt on her, literally, a salt, pouring salt on a wound, put a little salt on her wound, that will cause her pain and remember the pain of the childbirth, and somehow that will connect her more to her offspring. and then she'll have rachmanis on her offspring. The Karban Eda says, umrachmanis havalat imrichakto. Period. And you're allowed to call the midwife, just like we know from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah mentions midwives. Like we learned in Rosh Hashanah. Remember in Rosh Hashanah, the Edim are allowed to come from outside the Tchum, and not only that, if they came from outside the Tchum, we give them flexibility in terms of what their new Tchum is, because, like the principle we had a couple of weeks ago, if we don't allow them to have some flexibility now, they're not going to come the next time, right? Shelo yachshila ma'asid lavo. Hitir in sofan mishim tchilasan. So, below zuba, vada, afila chacham abar leilad. So the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah compared the Edim to the midwife. To the midwife, hachacham aru leilad. So you see, she could also come from outside the tchum. Umachan alav is a Shabbos, shmuel lamer, osin lamedura, afila b'tukuvas tamuz. You could even make her a fire in the summer, right? If she has a chill and she needs the, warmth, one can even do that. For Koshner Satibur, Kahada, like the following story. Amse, the Bar Kapara, Nafka Mialda Bishabis, the maidservant, the Amma of Bar Kapara, went out to, be a midwife, to help a baby on Shabbos. Also, Shalas the Rebbe, she came to ask Rebbe, Amrla, Aslan Vishalan Lachai, to ask Rebbe, if, am I allowed to cut the umbilical cord? That was the question. So, Amrla, Aslan Vishalan Lachaisa. So, Rebbe said, go ask the Jewish midwives. That's interesting. Meaning, Rebbe wasn't giving a psak. He's like, go and see if they do it. If they do it, maybe that's what's needed. Amrale, lekachaya. There are none there. I'm the only one. Amrale, zili avidik minhagich. Okay, so Rebbe says, go do whatever your minhag is. Amrale, leka minhag. I don't have a specific minhag. Amrale, izili chatek Rebbe Yossi. Okay, then just do it. Right? Was it because Bishum Safik, Safik Sakana? Was it because that's what he really held? Interesting that he originally didn't give the psak, right away. Good. The last line of our Mishnah said, if you remember, you can do any tzarchei mila on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, maybe that's a wrong girsa, because we didn't say anything about bris mila yet. That's the next parak. So, keni masnisa v'chol tzarchei chaya nasin b'Shabbos. Maybe that's what it should be. Any tzarchim of a midwife, or a woman having a baby, must be done on Shabbos. Tani, hashilya hazos, the placenta, hashilya hazos, b'Shabbos, Ashirin tobnasam b'shemen, va'aniyim tobnasam b'tevin v'chol. Seems like you had to keep it warm. So the Ashirim used to put it in oil, and the poor used to put it in tevin and chol. Elu ve'elu, but everybody on a weekday, they used to bury the placenta. Tobnasam b'aretz, why? A symbolism. Kedei litain eravon la'aretz. Person's born, eravon. Eravon is like a security. You know, another 120 years, you know, there's going to be more going into the ground. A ravon la'aretz. Look at the carbon. Eda miyad kishenolad kover man ba'aretz sha'af ha'adam yikover sham. Is a ravon. Maybe it's like a message to remind us that, you know, to take care of, you know, use every second in life. Use every second in life because even from the beginning, we, try to remember that. Okay. Hadulach perek lefanin. And now we get into Rebbe, what's known as the perek of Elazar d'Mila. 19th perek of Masechta Shabbos. All the biggest section of halachas of bris mila are found right here. So let's start the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im lo hayvi kli me'erev Shabbos meviu b'Shabbos megula. Talking about bris mila. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer shita is not only is bris mila docha Shabbos, but machshire mila. The preparatory stages of mila are also docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer says you could carry a knife through the street in order to come to do bris mila, even though you could have done it before Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Machshir mila are also docha Shabbos. Rebbe Elazar says, and if it's a time of, generally, if you didn't bring it before Shabbos, you bring it megula. You bring it so everybody can see it, and the Karban Eda here quotes from the Rashi and the Ran, chibuv mitzvah, show that we're going to do bris mila. Ubisakana, but at a time of sakana, mechasei api edim. At a time of sakana where the authorities don't allow us to do bris mila, so then, you don't want people to think that you're just carrying on Shabbos underneath. So tell people you're carrying it for a knife to do bris mila. I'll be eating. V'onam Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer also says, Carson eats and lasses b'cham and lasses barzel. You could even cut wood in order to make a fire, in order to be able to procure a metal instrument in order to do the bris mila. Any preparatory stage is mutter, according to Rabbi Lezer. Of course, we don't paskin that way. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Kol malach ha'she'ef shalal lasses me'erev Shabbos. Ein odochas haShabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not docha Shabbos. Mila, sheyefshalo lasos me'erev Shabbos, docha haShabbos. Mila, the actual mila couldn't have done before Shabbos. So the actual mila, but all preparatory stages have to be done before Shabbos, and they're not docha. And if you didn't do them before Shabbos, then tough. You have to do the bris mila on Sunday, right? You have to push off the bris mila. The big discussion in the Rishonim, there at the beginning of Blessed the Mila. Again, there's many, there's a lot. Let me just mention quickly, and that is, What Rabbi Elazar says, okay, you can carry the knife. Why carry the knife? Just carry the baby. Carrying the knife is innocent daraisa. Carrying the baby is innocent darabanan. Right? So why do we say carry the knife? Just carry the baby. So maybe we'll leave that for the 2 days in Tosfos, the 2 days in the Rashba. It'll make sure that everybody comes back tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Cliffhanger. But we'll pick up with that. And there's a lot of Hutra Dehuya stuff. That's all, Be'ez Hashem, on no. We'll start with that tomorrow.